The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Now, another aspect of Valentine's Day is the Valentine's Day card. So, you romantics, you know, you get your flowers, your roses, you're stopping off at the garage on the way home to get the box of chocolates in Centra or Lidl, you cheapskate, or you might be buying a card. Well, it's a bit late, but apparently earlier this year, Hallmark announced they're cutting 400 jobs due to a drop in sales. So this got us thinking. Is sending card a thing of the past? You know, this instant snowflake society. They don't know what they're doing when it comes to voting, and they're now on some WhatsApp, Instagram thing instead of sending a lovely handwritten card. So we've sent our own News Talk Josh Crosby out, all loved up himself with the wonderful Emma, which we'll come to later. Have a good laugh out of that. But basically, Irish greeting card industry, how is it faring, Josh?
Well, Ivan, when I seen this announcement of job cuts, it didn't really surprise me, because I don't really know many people in my own age group that send cards. Special occasions, yes, Christmas, or you might pick up one for the mother on Mother's Day, but like, it's all on the phone these days. But when I went out and looked into this, us Irish are big fans of greeting cards. So firstly, I spoke with Aidan Pryor, who owns Macta's gift shop in George Street Arcade in Dublin, and he tells me business is as good as ever.
One of the things that I have noticed is that there has been a bit of a shift away from traditional cards. You know, people like are looking for something different, where it might be art driven, it could be illustration driven. We'll use some strong colours, we'll use something that people can identify with as well. But also the humour is kind of the major part of what we go after. We've drawn a line, and we don't want to be smutty or tacky, but we do want to have a bit of humour, and so that's what we try to embrace.
With Hallmark, like a traditional card maker, that they're cutting jobs, and we know how popular texting and writing happy birthday on someone's Facebook page is.
Yeah.
Like, does that worry you for the industry in the future?
I don't think a lot of young people really go out to buy a Hallmark card, so I don't think we'll find any effect from that. And I think card companies have diversified as well. You'll now see spinners in the likes of a garden centre or an off-licence pharmacy. So it's not, people don't traditionally just go to the high street or a card shop. And card shops themselves, I suppose, have also like diversified. You'll go into a card shop now and you'll see personalised gifts, you'll see souvenirs, you might see books and whatever else. So I think the days of Hallmark being in control have passed.
Yeah, and, you know, in fairness, the quality of cards has greatly improved, you know what I mean, in terms of they get more witty, more original. So, do you also spoke to people who acknowledge the threat of technology to the cards business, but those who control the dynamics of the overall industry?
Yes, so I wanted to find out how it all worked from, I suppose, sitting down with your pen and paper, writing the card, to putting it in a letterbox, sending it off to anywhere in the world. So to find out how this has changed over the years, I spoke with Anna McHugh, who's head of communications at OnPost, and I asked her, is sending cards still a popular tradition and how have they stayed relevant?
Cards are still really strong. I mean, around that, traditional mail has been in decline for 10, 15 years. So your bank statements, your invoices, your payslips, you know, things that traditionally came by mail are now digital. But having said that, with the deluge of emails and texts and electronic messages that we're all getting every day, it's made traditional post even more powerful and special. Valentine's Day, when it's on a weekday, Christmas, birthdays, they are as strong as ever, and the greeting card industry is booming.
But just to touch on the decline over the years, look, we've seen post offices close, the likes of some card companies are announcing cuts in the jobs. Does it worry you for the future of postal services?
Well, it's certainly, you know, the world is changing. We've had to adapt. We've had to make hard decisions. You know, we have moved and continue to move from being a letters company with a whole infrastructure built around letters to being a parcels company. Still handling letters, but where parcels are where it's at and where people are at and where we need to be at. And it's a different business, and it requires different expertise and skills, which we've been building, and a different infrastructure as well. And offices have closed, but it's meant that the offices that remain are far more sustainable, and we've invested in them, and they offer more, they're open longer, they're more customer friendly, and they're where people are in the middle of communities. So yes, there's been hard decisions, but it's all about making sure you're there for the future and you're where people want you to be and where it's convenient for them.
Is there not a little bit of a doubt that if you say the birthday is next Tuesday, you know, do I need to post it on Friday and then it comes a day early? And then with something like Valentine's Day, who wants to get a Valentine's, you know, card next Monday? That you're not quite certain of it, at least with an email or a text or something, at least you know the point of arrival.
That's it. You just never know when to hit it in Ireland sometimes, do you?
Yeah, no, especially to Kerry, which is very difficult indeed. Right, you also spoke to others?
Yes, so Alice Leahy, who's a good friend of the show, she's well up with how society's changing and she works with the homeless and she was a former Human Rights Commissioner. She well understands the importance and the intimacy a card can mean to people. So I asked her how special opening an envelope can be.
I just love greeting cards and I love... The people have gone to the trouble of getting one and sending one, but I'm also very aware... In my work, that there are a lot of people who never get a card. And I remember once saying to one of the men who came in to us, we gave him a card and he said, "Will you keep it down here, Alice, because I have no place to put it." But I think the greeting cards, they are hugely important. And there's something kind of selfish about it, but there's something nice about opening the letter. And you look at the card and then you see it's produced in Ireland. There's a lovely verse on it. It's maybe somebody who's designed their own card and have gotten to a lot of trouble. There's just, you feel somebody has gone to that little bit of extra work to do it, and you really appreciate it. And I have a letter in my possession. Will I just read a little bit?
Yes, do of course. Now, do of course.
This letter I treasure. It was written to me in, would you believe it, in 1970. And I was then a night sister in a hospital. But if you just look at the beautiful writing on lovely brown paper, written with a fountain pen, and the words, and it's in October 1970. And he said, "Dear Sister Alice," now I wasn't a nun, but I was a night sister, "I don't suppose I can find sufficiently appropriate words to express my gratitude for all you have done to make my stay in hospital as pleasant as possible. And in these few lines, I shall attempt to achieve just that." Now, the sad thing about it was that shortly after this man left hospital, he died, and his mother in London found this letter in his possession. And I'll always treasure it. I think I will frame it because... The writing, and then "thank you again, yours very sincerely." There was just something special about every word in that letter and to go to that trouble.
You see, your generation, Josh, the snowflakes, they can't do the sincerity that comes from ones like Alice Leahy. You know, I just love every word there. I mean, you get that sense of feeling. And the other thing now, like I'm married 35 years, we don't send any cards. We just recycle the old ones and you can read them. That's a great thing. You can have the cards up for a few days and you can reread them years later, which you can't do with your old Instagram, Twitter, Facebook and all this nonsense, right? You have more?
Yes, yes. So I just wanted to find out from all of them how they thought the future of it was going to pan out. So from those who make cards, those who operate the delivery of them, and those who know the effect they can all have in the future of the industry is safe, I asked them where the tradition is headed.
People like to physically give something with the message written inside it. And it means so much more than just texting somebody. But you still want to give your brother or your sister or your best friend or your person that's leaving from work, you want to give them an actual card. So I don't think it'll go. But I do say, like, again, when we created Magtus, we didn't want to be pigeonholed as just a card company. It's because if you just did that... We wouldn't be able to survive.
We've always had the highest volume of personal mail, that's birthday cards and letters, anywhere in Europe, probably because we are a literary nation, we're an island nation with a huge tradition of emigration, and that remains strong. It is falling, there's no doubt about it, with Facebook and FaceTime, but it's stronger per capita than it is anywhere, and it's a really great tradition. The other thing is that, you know, in producing great stamps, we're supporting and encouraging and showcasing the very best of Irish artists and designers. So a stamp is a little miniature piece of art. So you mightn't be able to, you know, to afford maybe one of their unique pieces or one of their once-off pieces, but you can enjoy, you know, great Irish art and design, you know, literally for the price of a stamp.
Do you think... With online and mobiles and emails and texts, is it a dying practice? Is it a dying trend, do you think?
Do you know, I kind of thought it was, and I think it is. But then I sometimes look at all the cards we have on the top of the press. They're piling high, and sometimes I have to get rid of some of them. And they come from people of all ages. There is nothing like a thank you note. And I think, too, we have lost the capacity to say thanks. And you know, shouldn't we be grateful? Sun shining in the window, we don't have famine, you know. And maybe the card reminds us to be grateful.
All right, that report on the state of sending greeting cards this Valentine's Day. My thanks to Josh Crosby. And of course, we learned about Josh on the Christmas Eve programme that he's desperately, or well, Emma from Cove is desperately in love. So you're going out for a nice romantic meal?
Romantic, I don't know how to put it that way. I'm hitting the tiles with the lads, aren't I? So.
Right, tonight.
Yeah.
All right.
We're well beyond the honeymoon stage of this.
Right, okay.